This is KCUR 89.3. Young people are getting tattooed more than ever. One study says that almost half the people born since 1980 have at least one tattoo. With a booming industry in the Kansas City metro, KCUR intern Courtney Bierman spoke with three generations of artists to find out how tattoos went mainstream.
Grim Tattoo at 39th and Broadway is like a museum. The walls are covered in antique tattoo designs, some of which date back to before World War I. Although Grim Tattoo has only existed as a brick-and-mortar shop since 1980, the Grim name has been around for more than 100 years.
Great-grandpa chose the name because his father and his uncle didn't want him using the family name to tattoo at 16, so he chose the name Grim. And he worked his whole life under that name, and I still carry the name today professionally as a tattoo artist.
Artist Wes Grimm owns the shop, which has been in its current location for 6 years after moving from Main Street. Grimm's history makes him a veteran of the Kansas City tattoo scene. When the shop first opened, he was one of only seven artists working in the area.
Great-grandpa was still working, and he worked mostly on sailors. And my grandfather lived in the Midwest here, and he worked mostly on bikers.
Brennan O'Rourke got his first tattoo when he was 16. And now he has dozens and has his own studio, A1 Tattoo up in Gladstone.
A lot of the younger people, their parents are already tattooed. So they grow up seeing tattoos on their parents, and it's just, there's not a stigma to it like it used to be.
O'Rourke bought A1 in 1998 when the scene looked a lot different.
When I first was here at A1, there was only five or six shops in all of the whole greater Kansas City area. Now there's upwards of 90 just on the Missouri side of Kansas City.
He cut his teeth in Kansas City with other punk rock kids eager to learn the art of tattooing.
All of us were getting tattooed, and then a lot of us were creative people, and we started finding bikers that would teach us to tattoo. So we were like the next generation after bikers.
Jessie Hopeless is known for photorealistic tattoos that span huge portions of her clients' bodies. She's worked at Exile Tattoo for 10 years, and with a wait list starting at 3 months, Hopeless is one of the most in-demand artists in the city. She says this gives her more artistic freedom.
15 years ago, when you walked into a tattoo studio, there was a bunch of art on the wall, and you kind of chose from that selection. Even a few years ago, I feel like people were mostly using Google or Pinterest or, you know, coming in with something. In general, people are more open to having something drawn for them and coming in with a loose idea and letting someone really run with it.
Although new shops are appearing all the time, Hopeless says she isn't threatened by the competition. The more, the merrier.
You know, you see a new shop pop up, and it's like, oh my gosh, there are these like talented people that work right down the street from me that I just met. But I don't think anybody in my industry feels like it's especially threatening or problematic, just that we're very fortunate that there is so much love for tattoos in Kansas City that so many businesses can be successful.
Today, she's tattooing Sarah Hemme.
Oh, here we go. This is similar. See how?
Yeah.
It really...
This is Hemi's fifth visit to the studio to work on a beautiful piece on her right arm. A vibrant, black-and-white bouquet of poppies, black-eyed Susans, and other flowers. Hemi says it's partially inspired by childhood days spent at her grandmother's farm.
Our farm has been there since 1860, so, you know, a lot of generations on my dad's side have lived there and grown up there and had families there. And then Black Eyed Susan's because my mom's name is Susan.
It's a long way from sailors and bikers.
I think these berries are just sort of for texture.
Reporting for KCUR 89.3, I'm Courtney Bierman.